إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ثم بعد My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with Surah Al-Fatiha and then in the next Surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, after the huruf al-muqatta'at, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Alif Lam Mim, he mentioned his kitab. He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. He said, this is the kitab, the book in which there is no doubt. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And in this book there is hidayah, there is guidance for the muttaqoon, for people who have taqwa. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place, Allah mentioned the Quran and he called it هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, that this is guidance for all of mankind. So the Quran, of course, there is a general for the Quran and Rasulullah, there is a general approach and there is a general address to all of humankind and all of jinn. But there is a very specific approach to special people for whom all the promises of the Quran are meant. So the Quran is guidance for everyone, it's not restricted to anybody. But at the same time, the people who really can get guidance out of the Quran, the people for whom Allah made promises in the Quran, that group is called the Muttaqun. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So the special hidayat is for the Muttaqun. Now for the Muttaqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned this word taqwa and muttaqi and muttaqun in many places. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the ayat in Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa and with the people who do ihsan. So on and so forth in many other places. So the key thing to understand is what is taqwa, and that is the reason why it's very important to understand what is taqwa and for us to become muttaqeen. This is the most critically important thing. What is taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the kalima tayyiba by which we enter the deen of Islam. We say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the first door. Until we say that, and there are three conditions to that. One is to believe it, tasdiqum bil qalb, and the second one is to speak that, iqrarum bil lisan, to say it, and then the third one is amal bil arkan, to your arkan, your hands, feet, tongue, and so forth, must be obedient to that. The amal, the action must be in keeping with this kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, three aspects to the kalima to enter Islam. Now, tasdeeq bil qalb is inside the heart. Somebody else can't know that. Of course, only we know it. Iqrar bil lisan is where somebody else might also hear you. But amal bil rukun, amal bil arkan is where people can actually see what this kalima is about, and that is where our behavior comes in. So that is the reason why after the kalima, the first rukun or the first pillar of Islam is salah. Now why is it the first pillar after the kalima? Because the salah is the manifestation of the kalima. The amal bil arkan, the first of the amal bil arkan, the first of the actions by our body which confirm the kalima is the salah, right? And that is the reason why all the sahaba were agreed upon the fact that if a person leaves the salah, does not pray, right? He does not pray. There is some difference of opinion in the a'imma, where Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said that just not praying alone is not enough for a person to leave Islam. The person should also at some point in time have said that prayer is not there for me, or I will not pray, or some statement like this. If the person also makes such a statement and then does not pray, then this person is murtad, he is out of Islam. But all the other a'imma, they said that the action speaks for the what is in the heart. So if a person is not praying, it means that he does not consider prayer to be there for him or prayer to be important. So therefore, with the other a'imma, leaving salah is to leave Islam. But imams apart, the sahaba were all agreed upon the fact that to leave salah is to leave Islam. And this is not that somebody just decided like that way. This is based on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Al ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-sala, faman aradaha faqad kafara." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. He said the dividing line, the boundary, the demarcation, the covenant between them and us. Who's them? Them means people who are not Muslim. The demarcation, what separates them from us, what demarcates them from us, what our talking point, what is our differentiator? He said that is the salah. As-salah. Waman aradaha, the one who leaves it, faqad kafara, he has committed kufr, meaning he has left Islam. And that's why Imam Ahmad and so on said, if a person leaves one salah, just one salah, if he leaves it, then he has exited Islam. If he dies in that state, then he has died without Islam. He has died as a non-Muslim. And then if he comes back, if he prays the next salah, then he has come back into Islam. And therefore, all his previous sins are forgiven. So there is one opinion to say that you need not make up the prayers that you have missed. Because when you miss those prayers, if you miss them because you didn't pray, I mean you didn't want to pray or you didn't whatever, I mean you were out of Islam. So when you came back into Islam, obviously your previous sins are forgiven, so you need not make up the... Anyway, these are all matters of fiqh, I'm not going there now. Point I'm making is that the issue of taqwa, therefore, once we say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the declaration of faith. So this is the iman. Manifestation of iman. Therefore, I said there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And then the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. I go to the masjid and I pray. Now, I have manifested my iman. I have proven my iman. I have shown my iman. I have demonstrated my iman. This is taqwa. Taqwa is to demonstrate your iman. Right? Number one. Number two, the finest example from the seerah of taqwa is the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Taif. Now when he came back from Taif, and we all know he went and what happened and so on and so on, so I won't go into the details of that. But when he came back from Taif, he was injured, he had been insulted, he had been humiliated, they tried to humiliate him. He was not humiliated, but they tried to humiliate him. But definitely they injured him, they threw stones at him, rocks at him and so on and so forth. He was bleeding. He was hugely stressed. Now at that time the dua that he made, those final words in the dua where he said, Ya Allah, if you are pleased with me, then I don't care who is displeased. And if you are not pleased with me, then I will work and I will do my best, hatta tarda, until you become pleased with me. Now this to me, in my view, is the finest example or illustration of what taqwa is. Taqwa is to live your life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. No one else. Whoever it might be, whether it is a close person, person close to me or general public or who, makes no difference. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is pleased with me, then alhamdulillah. If the whole world is displeased because of this, no problem. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with me and the whole world thinks I am a great person, this is nonsense. We don't accept this. That has no standing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I need to work until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Hatta tarda. Hatta, until you are pleased. And this is the beauty, and this is on a side note, but I want to say it here, is when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and he said, oh Allah, I will do hatta tarda, until you are pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُوتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Tomorrow, meaning on the day of judgment, your Rabb will make you pleased. Your Rabb will please you. عجیب آیت سورۃ الضحیٰ کی, ولسوف یوتیک ربک فترضى, آن دیٹ ڈے یور رب ول گیو یو انٹل یو آر پلیزڈ, علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. سیدنا علی بن ابی طالب رضی اللہ عنہ از کوٹڈ ٹو سے دیٹ پیپل سے دیٹ دی آیت آف گریٹسٹ مرسی اینڈ گریٹسٹ بشارہ, گریٹسٹ گڈ نیوز ان دا قرآن از دی آیت ویئر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سیڈ, دی فائنل پارٹ آف دی آیت اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سیڈ لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ, اللہ سیڈ ڈو ناٹ ڈسپیئر آف دا مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ سیڈ دیٹ فار اس, and he said for us, meaning the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said for us the ayat of greatest bashara is where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said this particular thing in Surah Duha, wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda, because we know that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not be pleased until Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has forgiven all his ummah, until Allah has given Jannah to all his ummah. So therefore this is the bashara for us. His Rabb promised to please him, and we know that he will not be pleased even if one single person who believes in him goes to Jahannam. So this is the bashara for us. Now, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say to those who have transgressed against me, and I have explained this ayah in detail in other places, so I won't go into that now. So that is the ayah. So that is, now point is, what is taqwa therefore? Taqwa therefore is to live our lives only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the having said that, taqwa, if you see, mostly will be translated, if you read English translations or Urdu translations or whatever, it is usually translated as fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. Now, if you look at the issue of fear, fear is a negative emotion. Fear completely paralyzes you. You hate the thing you fear. People have fear of heights, for example. So that person won't look forward to going to a high place. People have fear of flying, right? Many people, this is a very common fear of flying. So people who have fear of flying will not, you tell them, oh, you know, this fantastic plane, he said, no, please excuse me, I'm not interested. I don't want to go in a plane. You know, I'll go only if there's no other way, right? Ask any child who's afraid of a particular teacher. Ask them, do you love this teacher? So I don't love the teacher. Do you obey the teacher? Yeah, I obey the teacher, because otherwise, you know, this teacher is going to give me trouble. But I definitely don't love the teacher. That teacher's class, I don't want to go. So there is this issue of fear. Now, the problem is that if you take the our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, the people who believe, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only do they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Shadeed, the word shadeed, this is the ashad, is the superlative form of shadeed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah is describing the believers, the mu'minun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these are people who love me more than anything else. So how do we put these two things together? How do we put love of Allah and the khashyat of Allah? Not khawf. Inni akhafullah is what shaitan said. The ayat referring to the battle of Badr. Iblis, he came first and he said to the kuffar, he said, I am with you, don't worry. And then when he saw the malaika, he said, Salaam alaikum. And he said, Inni akhafullah. He said, I'm afraid of Allah. Now the point is, then how come he's in Jahannam? So he is afraid of Allah, meaning that he is fears Allah. But if he fears Allah, then why is he in Jahannam? He should be in Jannah. Right? So the issue is not a question of fear of Allah. The issue is a question of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, what is taqwa? Taqwa therefore is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that you do not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. So the fear of displeasing, it's not the fear of Allah, it is the fear of displeasing the one I love. So the more the hubb of Allah goes up, the more the fear of displeasing Allah will go up. So who is the muttaqi? The muttaqi is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Who is the greatest muttaqi? The greatest muttaqi is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anybody else. And that was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody loved Allah more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore nobody was a greater muttaqi than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this is what taqwa is. Taqwa is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that the love of anyone else, the approval of anyone else, the popularity with anyone else pales into insignificance, and you say, I don't care if there is a conflict between what pleases people and what pleases Allah, then I will choose what pleases Allah and not what pleases people. Simple as that. If there is no conflict, alhamdulillah, no problem. And this is also always the case where if you are doing something which is good, which pleases Allah, then this will automatically please all good people. All muttaqoon will be pleased with you. I have said this many times, you know, that nobody is friendless. Even if you are lying drunk in a ditch, there will be somebody who thinks that's a great thing. You know, oh wow, we had a fantastic party last night. I got so sozzled, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, it's a matter of great pride that people say this, right? So you will always have friends. I mean, no matter what you do, whether you do bad or evil, evil or good, somebody will be there with you. That's why forget about people. Forget about people, forget about popularity. All of this is a trap. The thing is to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and say, what pleases my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, period. So if you do that, then people also will be pleased with you, that's okay. If, yes or no, I mean, whether they are pleased or not is immaterial. But this is what taqwa is. Taqwa is to live our lives in a way which pleases only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone or anything else. Inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives bi tawfiq Allah ta'ala, we'll elaborate a little bit more on this. And I want to also mention what Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said about taqwa itself, radiallahu anhu. We'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah. Today our time is up. So inshallah, they let us stay with this to say that the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the muttaqoon. Therefore, for us to become muttaqeen is very important. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is to live our entire lives, everything small or big, do it only with one consideration to say, does this please Allah? If it pleases Allah, we do it. If it does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not do it. And if there is a doubt, is this action going to be something which pleases Allah or not, then clarify the doubt. Go and check with somebody who knows and then do it if it pleases Allah, and do not do it if it does not please Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.